This is a Davin Rowling, one of the Ag and Natural Resource agents from the K State Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson counties with your K State Extension report. You may have heard the disease scrapies or the term scrapie tag in reference to sheep and goats, and wondered why it is required when selling sheep and goats and for youth exhibiting at the county fair, or what scrapie is. Scrapie is a degenerative disease that affects the central nervous system of sheep and goats. It is caused by a buildup of cellular proteins referred to as prions in the brain. Scrapie is transferred from one animal to another through bodily fluids such as blood, milk, and birthing fluid. Sheep and goats have to be genetically susceptible to scrapie and come into contact with prions to get scrapies. Lambs and kids are most likely to become infected by contact with birthing fluids or placenta. Scrapie has an incubation period of 2 to 5 years, meaning that a lamb that is infected with scrapie at birth won't show signs of the disease until it is 2 to 5 years old. As there is no treatment for scrapies, it is a fatal disease. Scrapies is confirmed by testing. Live animals are tested by taking a tissue sample from the third eyelid, certain lymph nodes, or rectal mucus. After death, a sample of the brain tissue is taken for testing. Testing the brain tissue is the only guaranteed way to determine if an animal has scrapies. Testing a live animal for scrapies can result in false negatives. Goats and sheep don't develop an immune response to scrapies, so a blood test for antibodies cannot be used. In an effort to eradicate scrapies from the United States, scrapie tags are required for sheep and goats to be able to trace an animal that is confirmed to have scrapies back to the herd it originated from. To get a premise ID and scrapie tags, call the USDA at 866-873-2828. APHIS will provide 100 free tags to first-time participants. Sheep and goats need to have a scrapies tag when leaving the property where they were born. However, registered animals don't need to be tagged if they are tattooed and their registration papers travel with them. From the K State Extension Wildcat District, this has been a Davin Rowling with your K State Extension Report.